The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Ed Funston of KILR Radio and Gordon Wolf of the Denison Bulletin and Review. Ed, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Hi, Senator. How are you?
Very good. I see you two guys are fairly regular on here. I appreciate your cooperating with my staff.
Well, we're glad to have the chance to ask a few questions. Donald Trump went to Mexico yesterday, visited with the Mexican president, and then he gave a speech last night unveiling his immigration proposals. I guess do you think it was a good idea for him to go to Mexico, and what do you think about his speech last night?
Yeah. I think that anybody who wants to be president of the United States has to think of the international obligations that the United States has for maintaining peace and tranquility and getting along and leading the herd of nations, that wherever he can interact with foreign people, he ought to. And I think that he showed himself to handle himself very well in Mexico yesterday.
Gordon?
Yes, Senator. Omaha World Herald article had you saying that you would not block your Senate colleagues if they decide to move forward on Merrick Garland's nomination to the Supreme Court during a lame duck session. Do you see this as possibly happening?
Absolutely not. And let me explain, and then I'll tell you exactly where I am, which is where I've always been. But I was at the Sioux City Rotary Club, and, you know, people ask you to speculate, so you start out speculating, and then people twist your speculation. So I probably should have not speculated. So my position has not changed, but it was interpreted to have changed. So let me explain that I wrote a letter on February 23rd that was signed by the other 10 members of the Judiciary Committee, and it went to a lot of other senators explaining our rationale, and at least a majority of the Senate agreed with what we said, and that said that we should follow the practice that has been enunciated by senators over the last 30 years, that when you're in the last year of a presidency and there's a vacancy on the Supreme Court, the new president should make the decision and the people have a voice in it through who they vote for president. That was my position then. It's still my position. And if I hadn't speculated, there wouldn't be any misunderstanding. I think I was clear in my approach, but, you know, journalists read things differently. And so that's why your question was necessary, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell you that my position has not changed.
Thank you.
Senator, you've asked the FBI for access to unclassified files from its investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. What do you hope to find in that information from the FBI?
I'm glad you asked the question. And before I answer your question about this letter, I need to separate it from several letters I've written to the FBI lately about emails generally and about Clinton generally and about her staff, particularly a couple top staffers. In this particular instance, I don't have a follow-up on this letter, but I want to clarify what this letter asks specifically. We ask that they separate the classified information, classified emails, from the emails that are not classified, because they gave us to us in one bundle. They have to be stored in a secure area in the Senate office building. Then when people want to go through it, they can't make public the non-classified material. And, of course, the classified material should not be made public, but there's no reason to keep the non-classified material from the public. But when they're mixed in the same binder, the same restrictions. You can't let the public know about it. So the letter is a demand on the part of the FBI that they separate the non-classified from the classified so the public can know everything possible about Clinton's email. And quite frankly, Clinton herself has said that all of this information should be made public. So that's what we're asking the FBI to do. And I don't know whether they stuck them together to protect the presidential candidate or whether it was just the way they thought it should be done. But that just doesn't make sense to keep non-classified material from the public. And that's what we're requesting the FBI to do. And I have not received an answer.
Do you believe Mrs. Clinton violated the law in the way she handled her her email while she was Secretary of State?
I think that there's plenty of indication that she violated the law, but according to what the FBI said, they implied that she violated the law, but they couldn't prove what prosecutors call intent, since it would be difficult not to prove intent to violate the law, then there shouldn't be prosecution. But I'll tell you, whether she's been indicted or not for violating committing a misdemeanor or a felony, she's sure been indicted in the words of the FBI director, that she used poor judgment and was very sloppy in how she handled the information. So bad judgment and incompetence doesn't help her any to be president of the United States.
Gordon, do you have one?
Yes, Senator. Do you expect any backlash or fallout or action concerning the investigation into the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for the nearly 300,000 hours that employees never worked? And are you concerned this is happening at other agencies?
Well, there better be, because we can't have that waste of taxpayers' money. And we've got to take the proper action to make sure it's investigated. But the most important thing is, if people are cheating the taxpayers, write-ups or letters and files aren't enough. People have to be fired if they aren't doing their job and cheating to get paid.
Senator, you've been one of the people in Congress that are asking more information from the drug maker, Mylan, about the EpiPen and the steep increases in prices for that product over the last few years. Are you satisfied with the response you've gotten from the company so far, or have they responded at all to your questions?
Yeah, they're going to respond. They said they would, but I put down a date of September 6th. I should have probably made it sooner. I want a justification. But they've already have a big public relations problem because they put out this $300 voucher. They're putting out a generic version. They've got a real public relations problem. And a $300 voucher, or what I call a gift certificate, what they ought to do is just lower their price to a reasonable price. And then later on, I wrote a letter to the FDA because there was a alternative that was asked for patent and for approval, and they didn't. The FDA didn't give it. I want to know why. I don't know what sort of alternatives are in the pipeline that FDA might approve, because we want to get competition out for Mylan on this drug to stop these allergies when people can't breathe and they need a shot of adrenaline. And so I'm waiting for answers on those two letters. And then we sent a letter with some of my Democrat and Republican colleagues yesterday, that would ask the Secretary of HHS to tell us not only the $500 or $600 what it's costing families out of pocket, but it's costing taxpayers out of pocket, because a lot of these kids may be on Medicaid and what that's adding up to. We got to get all this information out to protect both the taxpayers as well as the families.
All right, one more question, Gordon.
Yes, Senator Grassley, are you concerned about the response to the Zika virus? Is the administration acting too slowly, do you think?
Oh, and, well, two ways. One, we've had two votes to put Zika money so the president could spend it, about the same amount of money he's asking for. And we've put it up to votes and get 54 Republican votes and hardly any Democrat votes. We need six Democrat votes. We're going to try again 5:30 next Tuesday to get the votes to move along. But we need at least six Democrat votes. And so if they don't get the White House, doesn't get us to vote, the votes that we need to move it through the Senate and then blame Republicans, it sounds like a political game to me. Then in addition, we're trying to get information out about the fact that there's already money in the pipeline for CDs for the center D's control. Why aren't they spending it and stuff like that? So I'm just not satisfied. And they're playing a political game, and we're following up with letters to CDC and to the Secretary of Health and Education, wanting to know what money's already available without our appropriating it, that can be transferred or used. If it's a real problem, and it is a real problem, do what you can right now and quit complaining about Congress and get us the six votes.
Thank you, Ed and Gordon, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.